7:13 in the morning, WGN Radio and Jill Osco celebrating marriage for the 2014 Chicago Pride Parade on Sunday, June 29th. You can leave that music up, Rich. Look for our float when we step off from Montrose and Broadway at noon. And be sure to wave and cheer for the ordained ministry of WGN Radio. Is that the name of our band?
It's going to be our posse.
John Williams, Kathy and Judy and me, all officiants for these weddings. I don't know if they'll be efficient, but we are officiants.
Now, are you going to do the full ceremony?
Dearly beloved,
yeah,
we are gathered here today to bring together these two people in a bond that can only be separated by a good lawyer and a judge.
How long is each ceremony?
Each ceremony is special, except on this day, we need to push it through as fast as we can. No, we'll do it. We'll give it the respect that it deserves respect. I mean, the weddings I've done, I've only done 3 weddings, and they're all about 10 minutes long.
Okay. So this might be maybe 7 or 8 minutes.
I feel like I'm the opening act for the reception.
Don't people just laugh at you? I don't know. I'd have the problem.
Apparently, it's more authentic than I think, because I actually had a Lutheran minister. Oh, if Orion's still with us out of his Phoenix office.
Yeah, okay.
I had a Lutheran minister ask me if I was going to wear my vestment and robes.
Well, I think you should.
I think you should, too.
I don't have a vestment and robes.
Well, then you better get one.
Yeah, you need
I have investments.
Do you have a toga?
Toga.
No.
Toga.
I would go to the vestment rental office and get one.
I went to Just Vestments, and they had nothing in my color.
Nice. No, you should get the robe for the ceremony. It's a big day.
I think if you do the ceremony, you get the robe. It's like when
You're
Prince Charles finally
shorts,
gets the hat. Am I going to do it in shorts? No.
I hope not.
Well, it depends. How hot is it going to be?
Well, typically that weekend is the hottest
warm.
Weekend.
Yep. Very warm.
Yeah. I'll probably wear a suit.
With a tie?
Well, let's not go crazy. So if you want to be a part of it, it'll be a spectacular festival. Our DJ Cy Young from DJ Firm will be playing music. We're going to actually have the wedding and the reception on the float.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
You should wear a lei. Your suit and a lei. You know, because it's festive, it's pretty.
What a grass skirt, too.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome, regardless of your circumstances. Don't miss your chance to join in the revelry of the parade. And let's get married. Well, not you and I. I mean, you know, you guys. Or you people. Or you and you. Whatever. It's Sunday, June 29th. Go to the WGN contest page and pick me. Standing by is Dan Ackerman. Amazon's come out with their own phone. This is not exactly a shock. We just didn't know when it was going to happen, Dan, right? Dan at CNET, by the way. We didn't know it was going to happen.
We didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but we knew they were working on a phone for a while. And it's part of a trend of these kind of software and service companies, like Google's the same way, saying, hey, we want to get into the hardware game. Well, the hardware guys like Apple, they want to get into the software game.
There's an excerpt from the book about ESPN, where ESPN, back before anybody else was doing this, came up with an ESPN phone. And Steve Jobs was somehow involved in a board meeting at Disney. I don't know the exact time, but Steve Jobs went out of his way to tell the ESPN people that their phone was the biggest piece of crap he'd ever seen. So these phones, are they more than just direct marketing lines at the companies that put them up? In other words, is this more than another way to order on Amazon?
I mean, that's the basic premise here. They give you kind of a shopping cart you can take with you. And the one clever thing I think the phone really does is it has an app called Firefly, and you're pointed at anything in the world within reason, and it says, I know what this object is because I have a database of millions of images I'm pulling from, and here's the Amazon page so you can go buy it. So if it's a box of Twinkies or you're watching a TV show, it can tell what TV show it is and let you buy the DVDs for it. So that's how they kind of do it, but they make it a pretty regular, standard, you know, smartphone also.
Well, I know you said Twinkies, but give me a real-world application of Firefly. When would I use it?
Yeah, let's say you see somebody reading a book. You point the camera at the book, and it goes, I know what book this is. Here's the Kindle book version. You can go download it right now.
Okay.
Or you're in a store. You're looking at a stereo system or a TV, and you go, maybe I want to buy this at Best Buy. Let me see what the price is on Amazon. You point it right at that. It goes, here it is. You want to put it in your shopping cart right now. Boom, you're done.
So this is the bane of bricks and mortar retail. When people come in with these phones and go, how much would this cost on Amazon? That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing that for years, too. They call it showrooming, where you go to the store and you look at the stuff like it's a showroom. Then you go home and order it on Amazon. Now you just don't have to do the go-home part first.
Amazon Prime a part of this at all?
You know, I thought originally they would say, if you're a Prime member, here's a phone basically for free. What they're doing instead is saying, pay the same $200 as everybody else for every other phone, but we're going to throw in a year of that Prime membership, which they currently sell for $99. So they end up with kind of the same price as everybody else, and I think that's going to really hurt them in the long run.
I just don't know in a world of smartphones why I need this phone. I mean, even if I'm just an Amazon junkie, on any smartphone, I've got the Amazon app downloaded. You know, I'm probably already in PayPal. Anything I want, I'm two clicks away.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. If you use Amazon Music or Amazon Video, you can get all those apps on any other phone. And this actually looks and feels just like all the other phones out there. So if you have $200 to spend, you can get the latest iPhone, you get the latest Samsung phone, or you can get this guy. I'm not sure there's a real compelling reason to get this one instead.
Have you seen any projections on sales? What do they need to do to make this work?
You know, I think they're kind of going to treat this as sort of a loss leader in a way. Just like all these phones, when you buy it for $200, they don't really cost that. They actually cost like $600 or $700. You get a subsidized price because the phone carriers like AT&T and the people who make the phones really want to get you into that ecosystem so you keep spending and spending and spending.
Is AT&T exclusive with this phone?
Yeah, this is an AT&T exclusive for now. That could certainly change later, but they're the biggest carrier right now, so that makes a sense, especially if they get some concessions with Amazon.
You know, Steve, can I ask about the 3D feature?
Yeah, that's how I was just going to go, so go ahead.
I'll tell you, this seemed like almost a kitchen sink phone in a way, where they threw in every idea they could think of to try to get you interested in it. And it's got like a bunch of cameras on the front, so it tracks your eyes and gives you a kind of a fake quasi 3D view. It's not real 3D. It just kind of changes the perspective as you tilt the phone. So if you're looking at a map, then it kind of looks 3D-ish when you tilt it. You know, people have tried that in the past. It hasn't really worked. From what I've heard out of the showroom in Seattle where they put this on yesterday, this works better than other examples. Is that going to make you buy the phone instead of another one? It seems like a little bit of a kitchen sink gimmick to me.
Is this a Bezos initiative, or is this something the company's always planned to do?
You know, they got into hardware a couple of years ago, and they've actually done a pretty good job of it with those Kindle e-book readers and then the Kindle Fire tablets. But what they always did with those was they made them less expensive than other things. So you said, oh, I'm going to get the Amazon version because it costs less. And what Jeff Bezos and company are thinking now is we're going to put out a premium product at a premium price. That seems to be a little different from how they've done before. But maybe once you own the Washington Post, you start reaching for the stars.
I did see something about unlimited cloud storage for photos for people that are, you know, picture crazy. That's a pretty good benefit.
I mean, that's the one thing that I think is really cool for, like, mainstream users who aren't interested in the super techie 3D stuff is, number one, they put a camera button on the side. So you just hold the phone up and you press an actual physical button to take a picture instead of launching your camera app and pressing on the screen to do it. And it takes your pictures, uploads them to the Amazon cloud with unlimited storage. You know, if you're used to a phone with, like, a 16-gig chip in it where it doesn't hold a lot of photos, then that's actually really cool.
Great stuff, Dan. Always appreciate your expertise, and our best to everybody at CNET.
Thank you.
That's CNET, CNET.com, and Dan Ackerman. I don't need it. Do you need it? Do you need it?
No.
Well, you love shopping online. Do you need an Amazon phone?
No. I think Amazon, I give them credit for reinventing. You know, I said this to Dorian yesterday. They continue to reinvent themselves. I think it's cool that they put it out there, but it just sounds like so much stuff, and, you know, I'm happy with my phone.
Anybody remember the ESPN phone?
I don't, no. Mm-hmm.
It was a phone that, you know, you could use as a phone, but I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. The only thing it got online was ESPN.com.
Oh. Well, it's good for sports fans, I guess, but...
Yeah.
The idea of scrolling by tilting is kind of interesting for people who, if you're on the train and you're holding on, or I saw a promotional video, a mom, you know, holding a kid all the time, being able to scroll by tilting seems kind of interesting.
How about you pay attention to your kid?
No.
If your mom or dad.
No way.
Speaking of that, I almost called. Now, would this be a situation to call 311 or 911? I was waiting. I was on my bike, and I was waiting. You know, it was a red light, so I was waiting for the light turned green to go, and this woman is sitting there with two little kids in the back seat of her car, in car seats, texting. and she's texting, and she's not paying attention. Everybody behind her is honking, you know, for her to go, unaware that she's texting. She was so concerned with her text, both hands texting, while she was driving with the two little kids in the backseat of the car.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Horrible.
Yeah, that's good.
I almost called, but I didn't.
So, but you don't like the confrontation.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like confrontation.
See, I would have called that in.
You would have?
Yeah, absolutely.
I called her a bunch of names.
What about when
under your breath?
In my head.
Under your breath, quietly in your car, in case
in
she could
head,
hear you.
I said, you.
What about when I text you while I'm driving?
That's totally fine. That's
okay.
Different. It's, no, you should never text while you drive.
I know.
Don't text while you drive. Don't text while you drive. Don't text while you drive. The only time I text while I drive is when John's in a car with me and I don't want to hear him.
I thought you were going to say when you're in traffic.
Now, you don't have any problem with me eating cereal while I drive.
That should be illegal. That
eating
should be
cereal?
Illegal. You know, I honestly, okay, this is going to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I
didn't mean to start it.
I think eating, and Lord knows I've done it, eating while you drive, I think there ought to be a law.
It's been proposed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professional in that area, Steve. I don't know why you would have to ban that.
You know what, though?
I don't know if ban it. Maybe we regulate it.
It
like if you're
regulated.
Eating soup
right.
while you're driving,
yeah. Oh, geez.
That's more dangerous.
If you have a granola bar or a bottle of water,
I
or
had,
that's
apple,
fine.
That's easy.
I had barbecue ribs on the way in
you
this
can't,
morning.
That should
and
not be allowed.
That's easy.
That's not easy.
That's actually quite easy.
Sticky. Fast food, that's easy to eat in the car.
A Whopper? You can't take
well, it depends
a
on the food.
The
like if you're going to KFC and you got greasy chicken hands... You know, and then you got a steering wheel that you can't
well,
hold
I
on to.
I'd be going to Popeye's.
Whoops.
Oops. But also, ooh, if, yeah. you're, if you're trying to fidget with your radio, you know, you're distracted, right?
Not
so
really.
That's
presets.
That's why no one should ever change the radio from
720 WGN.
That's right. Put all your presets on 720.
Yeah.
Live from the city that works, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
9:43, we hear about interesting things, want to bring them to you, and Ann Johnson spotted this the other day. And we welcome to the studio Agnes Rapach. Am I close?
Yes, you're pretty close.
Agnes Rapach. Agnes, what do you do?
Actually, currently I'm the owner of a Tiga Schwender.
And that is a tea company?
It's a tea company, yes.
Where do you have that?
Right here in the city, one on Gold Coast and the second one in Lakeview.
Tea shop or you sell tea? Like
it's
the businesses.
It's a tea shop, actually. We sell premium loose leaf teas.
Really?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite now is actually Genmacha, which is a Japanese organic green tea.
With really?
Milk. Yes.
Why is it different? What does it taste like?
It has actually those, the rice makes a little less caffeine in it, and it's a little creamier. It's pretty tasty, and it makes it a nice iced tea.
Andrea,
well.
What's my opinion of tea?
Steve is not a tea fan. However, we had a tea party for you and Paul quite a while back, and you like some of the teas that have, like, the nut taste, you know, or, like, the flavor. Not so much the berry flavor, but you like
I just don't like hot
flavor.
Beverages. That's my problem. Now, I will have, and I'm not a big fan of iced tea, so I'm kind of lost here.
Hmm.
Have you got something
yeah,
for me?
Yeah, please stop by. We have a marzipan that you'll love it, or
see?
Macadamia.
It's like the nutty kind.
Macadamia.
Yeah. And we have very nice Christmas collection, and you'll love those.
You guys always say I'm nuts behind my back, and I love...
No, I was going to say, do you have a chocolate peanut butter flavor tea?
Well, there
Not
you go.
Not a peanut butter, but we have chocolate.
See?
Chocolate-flavored tea.
There you go, Steve.
Chocolate with coconut.
Yeah, well, now you're
chocolate
talking.
Chocolate with mint.
Yeah, I like coconut and chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. But that's not why you're here, even though that's a great plug. Where's the tea shop again?
State and Division, and the second one on Diversity and Clark.
All right, good. And it's called what?
Tiga Schwender.
Oh, of course it is.
I know, it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah, that's, what is it?
Should we spell that?
Yeah, we probably should. Why don't you spell that for us?
It's T-E-A, and it's all one word. T-A-G-S-C-H-W-E-N-D-N-E-R.
And what is that from? What does that mean?
It's actually last name of the founder. Schwender is the last name.
Okay.
And he's German.
What's the website?
WWTGT.com.
See, now that's good.
TGT.com.
That's a shortcut, yeah.
All right. All right, so you're obviously quite busy, but you're also a master swimmer, I'm told?
That's correct.
All right, so how good are you?
Let's see, that's pretty good. I collected 10 medals so far for the last 4 years.
10 medals. What's your best stroke?
100 breaststroke.
Oh, really?
That's 100
tough,
meters,
right?
Yeah,
100 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a breaststroke hard?
The butterfly is the hardest, right?
Yes.
And then the breaststroke. That's pretty difficult, too, though.
Yes.
And we should say that you're doing this in a special athletic competition, which is called?
Transplant Games.
And why are you in the Transplant Games?
I received a kidney from my sister 10 years ago.
See, so that's the amazing thing, and I think it's a good message to send to people, that just because you go through one of these life-saving but life-changing events, not only does it not mean that you have to shut your life down and, you know, not move or breathe a lot, it means you got to live your life at an all-new level and maybe appreciate it more, right?
Absolutely. You get a second chance of life, and that's what I'm trying to prove to everybody and send the confidence to all the transplant recipients. You can have a second life, and you can continue with your dreams.
And this all started just one day when you were short of breath.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that my kidney failed just out of nowhere.
You were 28, right?
Yes.
How about that? Now, what other events are at the Transplant Games? Is it the typical Olympic sports?
Yes, that's Olympic style. So you have the basketball, the volleyball, the track and field. There's even a golf.
Ooh, golf.
Cool. I sort of felt like she was mocking that a little bit.
I know. Yeah, there's golf, too.
Because I don't play golf, but maybe one time I should learn how to, right?
Sure. Yeah. Now, when you first came out of surgery and you go, I'm alive, I'm going to recover, all of those things, between then and when, how long was it before you felt like being physically, you know, active in anything?
Oh, I would say within a month.
Come on, really?
Yes.
Were you an athlete before?
Yes, I was.
Okay, well, that makes a difference.
Yeah. I was a swimmer when I was, I pretty much started swimming when I was 5.
Okay. And when did you hear about the Transplant Games?
Actually, I found out when I was in the waiting room at the Mayo Clinic. I was reading one of the magazines, and that was like, oh, wow, I was not aware. I was like, maybe I should try it. And that's how I started swimming again, thanks to the transplant.
How did you train differently? Because you were an athlete beforehand. You probably went at it full force. You probably, when you started training for the transplant games, you were a little wary. But what did you do differently?
I just was looking for the team that, or maybe for the coach that can train me. But up. Honestly, there's no really a difference.
I still
have the same physical, you know.
You still go hardcore?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, my coach, Nancy, out of Algonquin Lifetime Fitness, she's, like, really pushing me recently.
Don't take a break.
Yeah, she's like, you have to do it. You have to, you know, get your record.
And how are you and your sister doing?
Actually, my sister is doing pretty well. She runs half marathons, and I'm really proud of her.
How about that?
Yes, and she's only with the one kidney now.
Now, when you compete, does it matter who's had what transplanted?
No.
Like, you know, kidney versus liver?
No, there's no difference.
No, okay, mm-hmm. So anyone.
Any major organ.
That's correct.
I'm thinking about getting a thinner forehead. The forehead seems too high, like a forehead transplant, just shortening that up
a
little bit.
There's a skin transplant.
That would have been?
You obviously don't need that.
No.
No.
I just think it's a great story. I think it's a really inspirational story and a cool story.
Yes, and it's nice because I have a lot of supporters. Supporters from my family and
who else in your family?
Friends. I have two daughters.
What a cool thing to do for your daughters.
And my partner, Lutz, so they're really pushing me, supporting me to continue.
How old are your daughters?
19 and 16.
Wow. You have a 19-year-old? Wow, yes. You look good for an old lady.
That's so nice of you.
So they think you're cool again?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Good for you.
Those teenage years.
But one of your messages is to donate, right? You know, for people.
That's correct. I was like, don't be afraid. Please sign up for the organ donation.
Well, as you know, one of the main things that happens is people have completely wrong ideas about organ donation. If organ donation, the body won't be able to be displayed if you chose to have an open casket, if that's appropriate with your religion. Completely wrong. If an organ donation goes on, that somehow there's a mutilation of some sort that goes. It's just all of that stuff. It's just all nonsense. Organ donation is one of the most generous things you can do. I'm an organ donor. My family are all organ donors.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's vital. And it's so easy. You know, I'll tell you what, Jesse White's office has done a great job with this. We bang on Illinois government. You made it very easy to be an organ donor.
Yep.
You can even sign up online. Mm-hmm. So,
and I completely agree with you.
Well, congratulations to all the Tigerschwinders.
Thank you.
Like I said, I think you're really inspirational. If we want to know more about the transplant games, where do we find that? Is there a website?
There's actually a website, transplantgames.com.
All right, okay. transplantgames.com. It's a little surprised Kevin didn't cover that this morning in the sports.
Hi, Kevin. I apologize. I knew I'd do something disappointing.
Disappointing! And go see the Tigerschwinder shops. Again, where are those?
1160 North State Street, right by Division, and 529 West Diversity, right by Clark.
And they're working on a chocolate peanut butter tea.
Yeah, please stop by. I'll make you some good chocolate tea.
Grapefruit tea looks good, too. The homepage.
They also have oolong.
I like oolong. That's delicious. That's a good tea. I've had that tea.
Yeah.
Actually, we have over 200 flavors.
Yeah.
So at least there's one that you like.
I'll tell you, those Tegishwenders, they stay busy.
It's a kind of tea.
9:51, John Williams coming up, 720 WGN. Oh, boy, trouble. Looks like we're out of time. But we're out of time means we're out of time, but there's enough time to do one more feature called We're Out of Time. You know what I'm saying? We were named the Chicago Market Station of the Year at the Illinois Broadcasters Association Awards last night, so that's nice. This feature sponsored by WoodyCars.com. All right, a couple of things to do today on We're Out of Time, and one of them is a story right out of Chicago. A boy was expelled from the Illinois Mathematics and Science Academy for selling ADD meds to a friend. We didn't exactly sell them. He traded them for Cheez-Its.
That's a good trade.
That story sort of makes sense to you, huh, John?
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
With an Illinois boy from the Science and Math Academy?
No, I just ate Cheez-Its.
Oh, I see.
I love Cheez-Its.
I love them.
According to StreetRx, the street value of an Adderall tablet in Chicago is about $5. What's a box of Cheez-Its cost?
About $5, depending on the size. You get the big box.
That's about an equal trade.
There you go.
That's not a bad trade.
Not a bad trade at all. Here's a few more. This is a letter from a listener named Jeff. I know you must get these kind of emails often, but I want to thank everybody on the show. You guys are the best. So I started listening to WGN Radio a long time ago with my grandparents for Cub games while driving around when I was growing up. I haven't been as excited since Steve came back recently, and it gets me through tough days. My wife and I moved to Kentucky in January of 2013 for me to start a doctorate at the University of Kentucky, and the show keeps me tied to home and keeps me going. Things don't always go smoothly. This show in particular has helped us through some rough patches, makes us laugh. You're all wonderful people. Keep up the great work. Jeff Noland.
Very nice.
Jeff is in insect virology and biotechnology.
Wow.
How about that?
I would trade that for Cheez-Its.
We have really smart listeners. And we really are out of time, but I'll just give you the headlines. A study says Illinois is the second flattest state in America. Mm-hmm. What was the first?
Florida,
really. A mom is suing a third grader and her parents for bullying. The third grader doesn't want to testify. Huh? You always get that from the third graders.
Oh, God.
I don't want to. I'm tired. And
I ordered chocolate milk.
And John Williams coming up next on 720 WGN.